Joe Biden promotes Ukraine first in speech to United Nations. By Charlie Spiring on September 21, 2022. President Joe Biden used his United Nations General Assembly speech on Wednesday to primarily condemn Russia's war in Ukraine, ignoring America's interests on the global stage. The president began by reminding the world that the war in Ukraine was a war chosen by one man. To be very blunt, in an attempt to challenge Russian President Vladimir Putin directly. Let us speak plainly, he continued. A permanent member of the United States Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase the sovereign state from the map. Harkening back to the purpose of the United Nations, Biden condemned Russia for violating the Charter by trying to eliminate Ukraine's right to exist. Wherever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold, he said. Biden urged the nations of the world to unite behind Ukraine, repeating his promise to assist them. We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. Stand against Russia's aggression, period, he said. Biden's remarks took place after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the beginning of conscription measures in Russia to bolster the war in Ukraine. Putin also accused NATO and the West of participating in nuclear blackmail, threatening to respond if threatened. In response, Biden criticized Russia for their irresponsible nuclear threats to use nuclear weapons. He also called for reducing the proliferation of nuclear weapons, warning that China was working on an unprecedented nuclear buildup. A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought, he said. The president revisited his belief that the world is at an inflection point, where Americans must redouble their efforts to promote democracy across the world to combat dictatorships. The United States is determined to defend and strengthen democracy at home and around the world, he said. Biden also included in his speech frequently repeated themes of the United States acting globally to combat climate change, global hunger, and sharing vaccines to fight coronavirus. The president only made a few passing references to China, reassuring their leaders that we do not seek conflict. We do not seek a Cold War, and the United States remained committed to the One China policy.